Today's daf is Maseches Bamitzia, daf Talud. We've been discussing the principle of modav and miktsas. This is a principle where the partial amount a person admits to, and they're required to pay that. And then there's a concept that because they've only admitted to half the amount, they have to take a shvuah. They have to take an oath that's made on the rest of the claim. The person saying he doesn't owe anything else. Comes Reb Chiya and Reb Sheshes. They have a very interesting discussion about a possibility to remove the requirement to make an oath. Chia teaches that when a person admits to part of a claim, modem amiktsas, and he offers to pay, he says, Helach. Helach is the phrase that means, here it is, it's yours, and sort of offering the money right there on the spot. So Chia says he still must take the oath, while Rav Sheshes says that the person would be exempt from the oath. So Rashi has an interesting explanation of this concept of when a person says Helach, here it is, it's yours. What he's really saying, Rashi explains, is, let's say, I never used what you gave me, and it's yours wherever it is. So that's a statement that it should be considered like he's returning it, even though it's not right there. But that statement seems to work. That's what we're learning over here. So the Rashba and the Ran understand from Rashi, explain that within Rashi, Rashi's talking about a very specific case. The rule of Helach is only in a case of Pikadon. Pikadon is a very interesting scenario. Pikadon means a deposit. A person deposits their watch to be guarded by someone. They're going somewhere, whatever the case is. Since in the case of a deposit, whatever a person can say, I didn't use this item, it's like I didn't really take it. So then it's as if it was never in my possession. It's as if like it was with you the whole time. So you could do that. And that could work. A person says Helach in that case. But if it's a loan, let's say a person borrowed money, by definition, when you give someone money to lend, it's given to be spent even if the borrower doesn't use a penny from that money. That's the principle in halacha. Halacha views the money that's given as a loan as having been spent, and it only becomes the money of the lender once again when it's returned. The Achronim do discuss Yim Rebina, Choshem Mishpat, and others, that if you walked into the Beis Din and you said, these original coins, if I don't use them, and you give back that, then maybe you could say by a loan that it would be considered as if you never took the money. The Achronim teaches other very important aspects of this concept. The Tosa Choshen, Zun Pei Zayin, says that for Helach to work, when a person who owes money or an object says it, he doesn't have to be holding it in his hand, all the money or the object in his hand, as long as he can return it right away. But if this person is unable to point to a specific item and announce, that belongs to you, that's a regular modiv amiktsas. It's a regular case of admitting to only a partial of the claim, and the oath, a shvua, would be required in that case. For example, if a buyer says, I bought 5 pounds of wheat from you, and the distributor says he only sold him 1 pound, and he could actually deliver it, so he could choose any wheat of the measure of 1 pound. This statement of a particular amount makes it a Helach case that removes the requirement for a Shvuah, if he could pick it up right away. Problem is, of course, our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Shnayim osim b'talas, two people fighting over a talas. It's an example of Helach. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara on Daf Zayin says, however, that the Mishnah was discussing a talas with a gold strip on it. And this gold strip was actually in the hands, or closer to one of the two people, and he's saying, I should be able to get the gold strip, the entirety of it. So the Mishnah's point is that even though the guy holding it closer to the gold claims he should get the entire thing, we say, why do we split it lengthwise? Why can't we split it widthwise? And then everybody gets a half. And that actually results in what our Mishnah says, Yachloku. But without a definitive claim, we can't say Helach. That's the question that we have on the Katzos. So the Katzos answer is no. When it comes to Helach, we say that if the Beis Din makes a decision how to divide the Talas, then it can qualify as a Helach case. But if it's the person who's saying, no, I'm holding it, I'm holding the side, then we don't say that even that definitive claim is going to give him the rights to it.